Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. On Thursday night, the U.S. Geological Survey reported that a 5.7 magnitude earthquake struck Northern California, 7 miles west-northwest of the city of Greenville, just 20 miles away from Susanville. The earthquake struck at a depth of about 6.8 miles. There are no reports of injuries. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department and the Arcata Fire Protection District already work closely together, providing mutual support during fire incidents in both jurisdictions, and with the latest decision by the Arcata Fire Protection District Board, the two departments are about to get closer. The departments are working on crafting a shared services contract, which means that both departments will share a fire chief and a fire inspector. Humboldt Bay and Arcata Fire already share a battalion chief, and with the addition of the chief and the fire prevention officer, Arcata Fire will save money. Arcata Fire has been searching for a chief since the beginning of the year, following the retirement of John McFarland. The new contract is expected to be completed by September. Detectives with the Arcata Police Department continue their investigation into the double homicide that occurred last Saturday and resulted in the arrest of 28-year-old Bodie Tree. Tree was booked into jail on 2 counts of homicide and has pleaded not guilty to the charges. Arcata police are still searching for the murder weapon and suspect it may have been dumped in Sunnybrae. Yesterday, Detectives Peter Kress and Ronald Harpum of the Eureka Police Department confirmed that Tree is now considered a person of interest in the shooting of Rhett August in Eureka on the 15th. The person arrested on a probation violation in connection with the Rhett shooting is no longer considered a primary suspect. Anyone who may have information about either shooting incident or any other information is asked to contact Arcata or Eureka Police. Earlier this week, the Round Valley Tribal Police contacted the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office regarding a stolen camp trailer in the Covelo area. The victim of the theft said that a family member had observed the suspect, 18-year-old Manuel Rodriguez, removing the camp trailer. The witness followed Rodriguez to a residence in the 23,000 block of Hopper Lane in Covelo. Deputies arrived at the residence and located the stolen trailer in the yard. Rodriguez was arrested and booked into county jail on charges of vehicle theft. He was also facing previous charges of receiving stolen property and had been released on his own recognizance the previous week. Earlier this week, deputies from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office responded to a fight between two men at the Long Valley Lumberyard in Laytonville. The 49-year-old victim was at the lumberyard when 42-year-old Jimmy Leroy Dykes approached him and made derogatory statements related to a work-related dispute from a year ago. Dykes proceeded to punch the victim, putting him in a chokehold until he lost consciousness and continued to strike him. The victim was transported to Howard Memorial Hospital with significant injuries to his face and head. Deputies located Dykes in the Laytonville area and arrested him for battery, resulting in great bodily injury. Dykes was transported to county jail on $30,000 bail. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Memorial Day weekend means travel, and for the North Coast, that means people heading for the local rivers and campgrounds, along with an influx of visitors from out of the area. Local police departments, along with the California Highway Patrol, will focus their attention on traffic safety, concentrating on seatbelt enforcement, as well as increased patrols to spot impaired drivers, as CHP Officer Chase Adams explains.
We do have a lot of travelers over the rural highways. I'm talking about 36, 299. People going out to the lakes, people chasing the sunshine, going out to the warmer weather. And what we do see is, in some of these cases, increased alcoholic beverage consumption at said locations.
The CHP will concentrate patrols on Highway 101 between Eureka and Garberville.
We will be on high patrol for that. Anybody irresponsibly enjoying beverages and then deciding to try and make it home to get to work on Tuesday may or may not have a run-in with the highway patrol.
Local police departments will also increase patrols in their jurisdictions, so be careful, have a designated driver, and slow down. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.